Avos Perk Beis, Mishnah Yud Dalid. This is 2:14, and in some Mishnahs this is the middle of 2:9 still. So in the previous Mishnah we had had Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asking his five Talmidim to go and see which is the good path the person should cleave to. Literally, Derech Yishara Shidbak Baha Adam. So I was going to ask the opposite, reciprocal question, which is Amar Lahem Tzu'uru'u Ezu Derech Ra'a. What is the bad way that a person should distance himself from? So meaning, just as the previous Mishnah was about, if you're not going to be able to be perfect in all respects, what's the sort of the most important thing to focus on that which will have a spillover into the rest of your midos? So here we're having the opposite, which is, if there's one thing you should avoid in terms of bad midos that would have the best, you know, effect on the rest of your personality, what should it be? And we're going to see that their basic answers are the exact opposite of what they said in the previous Mishnah. But that wasn't, move on my love. It wasn't understandable, wasn't necessarily the case. Because it's very possible that, you know, if you have, let's say you have two children, and one child is like, you know, very good-natured, and one is very bad-natured. And each one says, what should I focus on? So you might say, to the good child, oh, you know, you're already good, but you could get, you know, even better if you focus on this particular thing, that'll be good for good kids. You might have said something totally different, you know, there's certain red lines, just don't do that, just don't, you know, just don't break Shabbos, just don't read bad books, don't get bad friends or something specific, which wouldn't necessarily be, you know, two antipodal, two opposite things. But as it happens, the Mishnah comes out saying that each of these five Chachamim, each essentially said the exact opposite of what they said before. So I'll just add a few points to that. First, it says, Amar lahem, tsu'uru, go out and see, ezu derech ra'ash yisrachak mimenu ha'adam. Go out and see which is the bad way that a person should avoid. So I just want to speak out here. It says, tsu'uru, go out and see. So it's my personal observation that people who sort of sit in ivory towers tend to be quite extreme and absolutist in their opinions, whether it's, you know, in academia, they tend to be quite liberal and progressive very often, and in the yeshiva system, they be quite, you know, conservative and parochial. So what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is doing here isn't saying just, you know, what do you guys think? He says, go out and look at the real world. Go out and see how the world is so you can have an informed opinion. Because we're talking here not about the world of ideas. We're talking about the world of actual social interaction. We're talking about midos as you interact with other people, and therefore you need to understand how people are and how the world works. So he says, go out and see how the world works, and then you'll determine and come back and tell me your findings, what you've decided, your well-considered decision, what is sort of the worst thing a person could do in terms of, you know, going down the wrong path in life that'll, you know, get them into Gehenna, etc. So here are the five Talmidim responding. First you have Rabbi Eliezer, this is Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Omer Ayin Ra'a, the bad eye. So again, before we said a good eye, so with the Bartana learned a good eye meant that you are mistabek b'mo'at, you're happy with what you have, you don't begrudge other people what they have. Here it's the opposite. Ayin Ra'a means that whatever people have, you always feel, you know, how come they have what I don't have, and how come I never have enough, and the world's out to get me, and it's not fair. And that, of course, is just a source of bitterness across the board, and being envious of others and you know, begrudging others is what makes a person, you know, kind of be sad and embittered and kind of rotten. So that's his advice. I should speak out here that many explain the phenomenon, the halachic phenomenon called ayin hara. This mission evokes that term ayin hara or ayin ra, but the ayin hara we speak about. So one basic explanation is, if I see something you have and I'm like, wow, how come he has that great kid and my kid is not so great? So why is that giving him an ayin hara? The idea is that in Shemayim, there's like sort of some orer din. All of a sudden in heaven, they say, well, that's a good question. Why does a guy have such a good kid? Does he deserve that? If he doesn't deserve it, then he'll kind of lose it. So that's the ayin hara idea, at least according to some explanations. Similar to the idea over here, that you sort of look at other people and you begrudge what they have. You're not happy with what you have and you don't happy with what they have. That's the worst thing that you could be, that turns you rotten to the core, says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chavera. So the Bartana learns that a Chaver is to find yourself, in the previous Mishnah, a good friend. So here it'd be finding yourself a bad friend, keeping company with the bad influence. That's the worst thing you can do. And that certainly speaks to me. If you have experience, you know, dealing with impressionable children, teenagers, certainly from like, you know, 8th, 9th grade to like 12th grade, they just copy their kids and their friends, I should say, and there's such an influence on the people with whom they keep company. And really for insecure people, it goes on for the rest of their lives. So you really want to make sure that you don't have bad friends. That bad influence will bring you down. So the previous mission, he said, you want to have a good friend who will kind of give you tochacha, keeping the straight and narrow. So this is being having a bad friend, he'll essentially drag you down. The Rabbeinu Yonos Peshat, of course, in the previous Mishnah was that the good friend was be a good friend. So here it'd be being a bad friend, really, you know, not being a good influence on others is the worst thing you can do. Drags them down and drags you down too. The next opinion, excuse me, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Shachenra. Rabbi Yossi says to be a bad neighbor. In the previous Mishnah said being a good neighbor. The idea over there was that when it comes to your friend that's your good friend, he's not around you all the time, so he can't bring you up all the time. Whereas if you have, you know, just a society, all your neighbors, you know, have high expectations, they're good people, they'll keep in the straight and narrow, like, you know, throughout the day, sort of with a regularity. So here the idea is, Shachen Ra, if you live in a bad neighborhood where anything goes and there's low social mores, so then it's going to drag you down. So that'll infect your entire life, so avoid that. Now, Rabbi Shimon, the fourth of the five, in the previous Mishnah, he said that the Roa Es Hanola, the one who anticipates the future, is their best trait. So here he says, Halova Ve'eno Mishalem, which doesn't seem at first glance to be the exact opposite. It means someone who borrows and doesn't pay back. Let me just remind you, so what was the previous Mishnah's case? The Roa Es Hanola, the one who sees the future. This is, you know, the Chafetz Chaim has a great mashal. He says, life is like a postcard. If you ever wrote a postcard, you had this experience, you start writing the postcard, your message, and as you kind of get closer to the end, you realize, oh gosh, the end is coming, and I haven't said what I want to say. You start writing, you know, in smaller and smaller and smaller, trying to squeeze it all in until, boom, you come to the end, and then you just, you know, you couldn't even sign your name because there's no space. You put your name on the other side of the postcard. So life is like that, says the Chafetz Chaim, that, you know, you, in the beginning, you feel like all the time in the world, don't feel pressure, but then, as the end draws near, you realize there's so much you wanted to do in so little time. You try to squeeze it in as much as you can, but of course, you know, everything comes to an end. You don't get it all in the end. So the Roa Es Hanola person is a person who lives with a big picture in mind. He anticipates, you know, he's thinking, wow, life is short, got to get stuff done now. And that will, of course, make sure that he does the right thing throughout his life and makes the most of his time while he can. That was the good aspect. The bad aspect would be something over here where a person essentially doesn't think about the consequences of his actions. So there's two basic approaches to what it means to borrow, not pay back. In both cases, the Mefarshim are saying this is just an example of the person who's failing to be Roa Es Hanola. So the one approach is that, you know, the person who borrows doesn't pay back, it's the guy who essentially doesn't make a cheshbon, doesn't calculate how he's going to pay something back. So he borrows money without a plan to repay it, and then, of course, you know what happens, the same way he was running a, you know, the negative balance in his bank account month to month, it'll continue on, he'll never be able to pay back. So the guy's simply not, he's the opposite of Roa Es Hanola, he's not planning life in a way. He's the guy who runs out of space on the postcard. He's the guy who runs out of, you know, his, you know, overdraft on his bank account. So that's one approach. The Rambam's approach is a little different. It's basically the guy who essentially, you know, thinks he won't pay back a debt he owes and he'll get away with it. But to the contrary, now he gets a bad reputation. Everyone knows this is the guy you can't lend to because he doesn't pay back. And now when he needs money next time, he won't be able to get it. So he's not Roas and all. He doesn't anticipate the future. He thinks everything will be okay when it really won't. So not thinking about the consequences of his actions. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon here, Ben Asanel, is saying that the worst thing you can do is to be the kind of person who doesn't think about the long-term consequences. You're sort of reckless in the short term, which is you know, makes everything go bad for you in the long term. Now the Mishnah gives a proof, an interesting proof. It says, Echa lova mina adam, kalova mina makom, baruch hu. It says, like an observation, that one who borrows from a human lender, it's as if he's borrowed from Hashem, so to speak. Hamakom means the place, but it's the Hashem is like the place of the world, so to speak, and therefore Hashem is like the omnipresent, he's infinite. That's if it's like you borrowed from Hashem. Why? Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Lo ve'rasha v'lo yishalem, the wicked borrower, he takes but doesn't repay. But then Vitzadik, the righteous one, this is going to be the capital O, meaning Hashem, who's the righteous one, Chonen Venosen, he'll be gracious and repay anyways, meaning he'll make, Hashem will ensure that the lender is made whole. So how is that? You kind of like stealing from Hashem, because basically you made Hashem pay your debt, and now you owe Hashem one, so to speak, so you've shortchanged Hashem, if you will. So that's an illustration of that particular example of failing to be Roa Es Hanola. The final part of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lev Ra, having an evil heart. So as we said in the previous Mishnah, the Lev Tov, was having good intentions towards your fellow man and Hashem, and you know you want what's best for them, and you're good-natured. The Bartanura said that since all of your activities, all your actions come from the heart, from your will, from your nature, and therefore, if you have a good intentions and a good heart, and then everything will be good out of there. This is the opposite. This to me is pretty close to being sort of, I could translate it loosely, as being selfish. In other words, you're interested, self-interested, and you don't have any goodwill towards others. You just want looking out for numero uno, yourself. So looking out for numero uno is the worst thing you could do, says, for starters, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, because if you just, you got a bad heart, so then that is going to spill over into everything you do. You're sort of rotten to the core. It reminds me, maybe this really goes back to the ayin ra, but lev ra is not su. It's different. Ayin ra means you begrudge other people their stuff. Lev ra means you're embittered and you don't care about other people. You just care about yourself. You don't have any goodwill. Yeah, ill will and goodwill. Lev tov, goodwill. Lev ra, ill will. So it just this reminds me of a sort of just related, but I'll say it anyways. Nelson Mandela, in his book The Long Walk to Freedom, remarkable. So Nelson Mandela was held prisoner for decades in South Africa, and when he was freed, he became the president of South Africa, but he didn't really take retribution against the whites of South Africa. So anyways, he says, resentment is like drinking poison and hoping it kills your enemies. And that's what's going on over here, I think, to a good degree. If you're bitter in your heart and you have a lev ra, and you don't wish well for others, you're sitting there being grumpy, and you're being, thinking that everyone is bad and you've nothing good, and you don't have goodwill to other people, so then the loser is you. You're rotten to the core. And motivate you to do all sorts of bad things. And that, in fact, is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says. He says, Roa ani es divrei Rav Elazar ben Arach medivreichem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I prefer Elazar ben Arach's opinion that lev ra, the bitter heart, the ill will, the selfish person, that is the right answer. Shebechal devarav devarichem, because included in his words are your words. Meaning, if a person has ill will towards his fellow human being and towards Hashem, he's going to have an ayin ra, he's going to be a shachin ra, he's going to be a chavar ra, he's going to be lova veinu mashalom, he's going to do all these things because, what does he care about other people? He cares about himself. And he only wants what's best for him. And if people don't have what he doesn't have, he's going to be bitter about it and bitter at them and resentful towards them. Even though all that happens, of course, like I told you, like the Nelson Mandela quote, it just poisons him. He becomes a rotten, shell of a human being. But in any case, says therefore the Mishnah, the Maskana, these coins are Yochanan ben Zakkai, you should work on having a lev tov, having goodwill towards Hashem and others, being selfless. And you should avoid at all costs having a lev ra, ill will towards your fellow and towards Hashem, being sort of self-interested and selfish all the time. That'll destroy you.